And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected Russia's nuclear-capable bombers, hypersonic missiles, and advanced warship from its Pacific Fleet on Saturday as it continued a trip in Russia's Far East. More from VOA's Alexis Stroh.
Kim's official media back home says he was deeply impressed after touring a factory producing Russia's most advanced warplanes Friday. Kim's trip to Russia has sparked Western concerns about an arms alliance in which North Korean munitions fuel Putin's war in Ukraine and Russia's technologies advance the threat posed by Kim's military nuclear program. Experts have said potential military cooperation between the countries could include efforts to modernize North Korea's outdated air force. Kim's plans to see Russian naval ships in Vladivostok could be another hint at what he wants from Russia, possibly in exchange for supplying munitions to refill Putin's declining reserves as his invasion of Ukraine becomes a drawn-out war of attrition. I'm Alexis Stroh, VOA News.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made a major announcement about the extradition of a major player in a drug cartel Friday. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
Mexico on Friday extradited Ovidio Guzman, the son of former Sinaloa cartel leader El Chapo Guzman, to the United States to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a U.S. court, a boost to Biden's anti-narcotics fight. The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February.
Poland's conservative governing party was hoping to make migration a key campaign theme ahead of the country's October 15th parliamentary elections, but not like this. The Law and Justice Party is being rocked with arrests, dismissals, and an attempted suicide among its own ranks after reports that Polish consulates issued visas in Africa and Asia in exchange for bribes. This is VOA News. Survivors of Libya's catastrophic floods survey their destroyed homes as many thousands more remain missing. Reuters' Rachel Faber.
Ahmad Al-Hawal walks on rubble near his flood-damaged house in Libya.
It came from here and completely washed away the valley. It hit the wall and destroyed everything around it. It destroyed everything.
It was the worst natural disaster in the country's modern history. Hawal says the area he called home in Al Bayda is completely uninhabitable.
My life before was stable. Everything was 100% good. I had my house and my family, but now there is nothing. There is no life anymore. Today I am looking for a house, an accommodation. Even what was habitable before is not anymore.
Thousands were killed in the disaster, and many thousands more remain missing.
The Pentagon Central Command has ordered interviews of roughly two dozen more service members who were at the Kabul airport when suicide bombers attacked during U.S. forces' chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal. As criticism persists that the deadly assault could have been stopped, the interviews are triggered in part by assertions by at least one service member injured in the blast, who said he has never been interviewed about it and that he might have been able to stop the attackers. Federal prosecutors have filed a motion to stop Donald Trump from allegedly harassing witnesses in his Capitol riot case. AP's Jennifer King.
The revelation came in an order from U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team are filing a motion under seal seeking an order to restrict former President Trump from making inflammatory and intimidating statements about witnesses, lawyers, and the judge. Prosecutors are being allowed to file a redacted motion with the names and identifying information blacked out. In the motion, prosecutors claim a narrow, well-defined order is necessary to preserve the integrity of the case and avoid tainting the jury pool. Judge Chutkan wrote that the history of harassment and threats demonstrates a real likelihood that they could suffer further intimidation. In a statement, a Trump spokesman reacted by accusing a weaponized Justice Department of election interference and attempting to deprive Trump of his First Amendment rights. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team requested that Chutkan recuse herself from the case because of statements she has made while sentencing Capitol rioters. Jennifer King, Washington.
The European Union has decided not to renew a ban on Ukrainian food imports heading to nearby countries. The move Friday sets up a clash with Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania, and threatens European unity on supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. Poland said it will extend its own ban. The EU members have said food coming from Ukraine has become stuck within their borders. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.